It'll soon be Christmas. My boat's safely tucked up in the river and I'm sitting by the bogey stove, searching my soul about how to hoist this year's festive tree to the masthead without graunching the varnish. There's two choices of halyard, either abaft the spar on the main topsail or forward on the jib top. I open at the fire, dodge the usual puff of smoke and toss on another chunk of driftwood. Then I sit back and chuckle. If only all decisions were that simple. Here's one we often face when we're cruising, and it's a real killer. You're stuck in a harbour somewhere in northern France. Time is running out and the weather has been rubbish for days. Home lies an ugly 80 miles to windward. You've exhausted the pleasures of the Bar du Port, and the local restaurateur is beginning to think you fancy him. The harbour master rubs his hands in glee as you totter into his lair to brass up for yet another day, and that benighted nor'easter keeps on blowing its socks off. Nobody but an idiot would put to sea. Or would they? The morning forecast on the board outside the Capitainery is promising. Force 4 to 6, occasionally 7. Fat lot of use that is. You could live with 4, even on the nose. 6 you do not want, and 7 will land you in the divorce court with no witnesses on your side. The usual group of bedraggled fellow prisoners has clustered around the bulletin. "What do you think, then?" asks your new friend from berth C-45. "I'm in no rush. I'm going to sit tight," interjects the man from the steel 50-footer that's so big and powerful he could go any time he wanted. "I really need to get back, but I don't want to put the kids off," says Jemima, whose husband's morale has collapsed so completely that he's still in his bunk. "Well," you announce, grasping the nettle painfully by the thick part of the stem, "I'm under the cosh to leave, and the breeze does seem to be taking off a bit. Maybe we'll get more 4 than 6 today. I'm going to give it a go." Ever the optimist, you slip your lines. A few white faces peer out from companionways, and one bold spirit even gives you a wave. As you motor past the lighthouse, a mean-looking gust with rain on its breath blackens the water. But you convince yourself it's only piping up around the headland. Hoisting the main is no fun because of the sea bouncing back off the harbour wall, and for the moment you can't face the drama of unrolling enough Genoa to power the boat, so you stick with main and motor. Half an hour out, the wind has settled into a solid force 6, and you're unable to lay within 30 degrees of home, even motor sailing. The boat falls off a square wave and buries her foredeck into a hole big enough to garage a corporation bus. The whole rig shudders. The engine slows momentarily and your heart falters. Perhaps you should have stayed put with the faint hearts. Trouble is, what do you do now? Deep down, you know that the correct response is to admit you are wrong and go back in. But the devil is whining in your ear that you'd be gutless. Also, you'll have to face up to the Inquisition on the dock. Asking your crew outright is probably not a good idea, because whatever you do in the end, the last thing you want in these conditions is dissenters. This is one of those decisions for which, as Johnny Cash remarked, "You're going to walk that lonesome valley by yourself, boy." Perhaps if you muscle it out for another couple of hours, everyone will be pleased you did. After all, some of the best memories come from bad experiences. Momentarily the wind falters and eases to 20 knots, but it's only fooling with you. The next time it pipes up it hits 28 and one of the crew throws up. Home is looking further and further away and suddenly it's all too much. You finally accept that today is a bust and you turn around. Back in harbour, you make a brave face of it with your pals. Mercifully, the weatherman is now offering a better deal tomorrow, so you book in for dinner one last time and quietly congratulate yourself. Now, anyone can judge decisions with the wisdom of hindsight, but when it comes to the sea, the weather is the mainspring of the whole business, and sailors have been second-guessing it since the dawn of history. As long as we make diligent efforts to gather all the data available, we can do no more. The decision was right when we made it, it just turned out wrong. There's no point in self-flagellation. The world keeps on turning, and in the end, it's the action we take to sort it all out that counts. As for me and my Christmas tree problem, the wind's flipped round into the north and strengthened. I'm head up to the northeast, so if I go for the jib top, the foliage will scrape as I pull it up. The main topsail halyard it is then. The tree'll blow off from the mast all the way before I belay it to give Santa a beacon to steer for. That's the theory anyway. We'll wait and see. Meanwhile, Happy Christmas!